Hello, and welcome to another installment of Podcast 360. I'm your moderator, Amanda Balby, with Neurology Consultant. We are joined today by Emily Johnson, MD, who is an assistant professor in the Department of Neurology at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore, Maryland. She is the lead author on the study, Association Between Midlife Risk Factors and Late Onset Epilepsy, Results from the Atherosclerosis Risk in Community Study, which was recently published in JAMA Neurology. Today, we will be discussing her study as well as how the results impact practice. So thank you for joining us today, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you for having me.
So to start, can you tell us more about your study and how it came about?
Yes, well, I was speaking with one of our other neurology faculty members, Dr. Rebecca Gottesman, about the surprising number of older patients I see who have recently diagnosed epilepsy. While some of the patients developed epilepsy after a stroke, a tumor, or a traumatic brain injury, I also see a number of older patients with none of those conditions who have recently developed seizures. As it turns out, Dr. Rebecca Gottesman is one of the lead investigators of the Atherosclerosis Risk in Community Study, or the ARIC study. And so we decided to use this phenomenal resource to look into why older patients might develop seizures. It was a great resource because the ARIC study has followed nearly 16,000 patients from four U.S. communities for about 30 years.
Which risk factors affect late onset epilepsy the most, and how can they be ameliorated?
So besides stroke and dementia, we saw a large effect from hypertension, diabetes, and smoking, which all increase the risk of late onset epilepsy. And all of these can be improved with proper medical treatment. We also saw a protective effect from higher levels of physical activity, which gives me yet another reason to stick to my resolution to exercise more.
What do these results mean for practicing neurologists and patients with epilepsy?
So far, these results have influenced my practice by giving me the knowledge to discuss with patients about the possible reasons for their seizures. I think one of the most difficult parts for patients who start having seizures out of the blue is this question of why. They wonder why this is happening to them at their age, or if it means that they have a brain tumor or something like that. While all older patients who have a seizure deserve brain imaging, sometimes no lesions are found. And if that's the case, I can talk about some of the risk factors they may have that have contributed to their seizures.
What other knowledge gaps exist amongst neurologists in the area of late onset epilepsy?
One of the surprising things that not all neurologists or physicians realize is how common late onset epilepsy is. We tend to think of epilepsy as a disease of childhood that can be outgrown. However, older adults are the largest growing group of patients with epilepsy. And there's an annual incidence in older patients of 90 to 150 cases per 100,000.
So what is the key takeaway you want to leave our audience with today?
I would encourage my colleagues to have a high level of suspicion for seizures in older adults who present with spells or confusional episodes. Seizures may not present with the full body convulsions that we typically think of as seizures. Older adults with spells may frequently be diagnosed as having TIAs or syncope, when they could be having focal seizures. So I want to encourage people to have a high level of suspicion.
Absolutely. Thank you again for speaking with me, Dr. Johnson.
My pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.